Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening.
My name is Alan. I'm from the
National Unions of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything.
You get somewhere quiet. I'm at work and it's very loud.
I'm going to stay with Adam.
Company truck, yes.
Mystery with Adam Duncan.
Say again.
Mystery with Adam Duncan.
This is him.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you this to start. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
18.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade, tile or marble finisher, mason helper or finisher, PVC restoration, marble mason, plasterer?
Refractory,
okay. Okay, refractory bricklayer?
Yes.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or improver?
Construction manager.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Thank you. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Hell no.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Going down a little bit.
Okay, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, not in the refractory side.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I refused it.
Thank you. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Private.
Thank you. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Running about the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Worse with this administration.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? First one, I'm going to read you a list, and you just let me know one of them. I got dust/air quality or COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or not real safety concerns?
dust from refractory.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. First one, political canvassing?
No.
About union organizing?
No.
About picketing?
No.
Thank you so much. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
They occasionally visited my construction site.
Thank you so much. And changing the subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I got, for example, local TV news programming, cable news, friends and neighbors, radio, the internet, or social media, print or online newspapers.
On TV.
Okay. What would be the second one?
The least be radio.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, can you rank the top six? We have, yeah, local TV news, radio. What will become next?
The next one I'll get it the most from?
Yeah, correct. After local TV news?
Then family.
Okay.
Because they got more time to watch it than I do.
Okay. We still have cable news, the internet, and print or online newspapers?
Print.
Okay. What's the next one? We still have cable news, the internet, or social media?
Social media would be the bottom.
Okay. About cable news?
Cable, yeah.
Okay. That will be the bottom? Below
the bottom
that?
Would be social media.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Talking about immigration, foreign policy, the environment, support for labor unions, education, healthcare, jobs, and the economy, or something else?
Foreign policy, that we don't need to stick our nose in.
Thank you so much, and we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you so much. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. We said it is very important, somewhat important, not as important or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it.
Very.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republicans, definitely.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding paid and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Because of the strike. So I can't comment on that. I don't know information on it.
Okay. Thank you. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. First one, his job as president overall.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat? Okay. Thank you. About support for labor unions.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. How about immigration?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. How about the economy?
Strongly disagree.
And how about healthcare?
I don't really know what he's done with healthcare, so I can't answer that one.
Okay, thank you. And last one, foreign affairs.
An abomination.
Would that be disapproved strongly?
Well, that's definitely disapproved strongly.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
They all need fired and replaced.
So would that be strongly disapproved?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, are you registered to vote?
Am I what?
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50? So, almost certain?
Yes, I'm going to vote.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service, according to your opinion?
Improve retirement. We have one of the most retirements.
Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Organization.
Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Tax, SMS, mail, email, union meetings, or job site?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC for more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Twice a year.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, and we're done with this. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Adam.
Thank you so much, Adam. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.